Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about freehold versus leasehold factory. Who will what more? Lately, I have been thinking and curious about their performance. Just like how residential properties perform, be it freehold or leasehold tenure. Today, you are in for the treat. I will study the rare freehold AZ at Paya Lebar. I will also be comparing them against prominent factories such as Vertex and Oxley Biz Hub in the Ubi area. Both are on leasehold tenure with a remaining lease of less than 40 plus years. Do note that to make sure my analysis is as accurate as possible, I'll only be focusing on the Ubi area. For other areas, we'll come to that later on. Here, let's head over to the discussion. First off, AZ at Paya Lebar. This is a rare freehold factory with a B1 zoning. It TOP in 2014. It's located at the cross junction of Paya Lebar Road and Ubi Avenue 2. It's located next to the MacPherson MRT station along the downtown line. Unit size range from 1,000 to 1,600 square feet. Exclusive units are located at level 1, 2 and 3 with direct vehicle accessibility. Typical units are located from level 5 to level 10. As usual, let's take a look at the profitable and unprofitable transactions. At a glance, we can see that all 19 transactions are profitable. Profit range from 220,000 to 850,000. Analyzed return range from low 1% to 5%. Some interesting observation. This ground floor unit, which we usually call it as showroom unit, only make 140,000 in 10 years. This is pretty low in my opinion. Maybe the original buyer had overpaid for it at 2076 per square feet back then. This was a record high a decade ago. This is in comparison to a typical unit on the 6th floor that make a cool 855,000 in 11 years. The original purchase price was only 883 PSF. It was sold for 1406 PSF. Here, what can we learn? Well, the entry price is also important. Not because this is a ground floor unit, it surely will make money. Remember, property investment doesn't work this way. Don't get caught off guard. Vertex is another factory surrounded by Ubi Avenue 2, 3 and 4. It's a 60 years old factory with its lease from 2007. This means it is 17 years old with a remaining lease of 43 years. Vertex is one of the large size strata title factory space in Ubi with two tower blocks, Tower A and Tower B. The ground floor showroom unit are popular with lightings, dollar tree to car trade businesses. A variety of other trades are located on the upper story. Let's go to the profitable and unprofitable transactions. We can see that there are 62 profitable transactions and 10 unprofitable true ones. Profit range from 120,000 to 430,000 based on the latest 10 transactions. Analyzed return range from a low 1% to 8%. Again, some interesting observation. This transaction was split for 290,000 or 8.4% analyzed return in just 3 years. This after the SSD period. Serious. This is a very smart investor in my opinion. He quietly buy the low hanging fruits at low prices. Keep for a few years and make a handsome return. Technically, he doesn't even need to work. Then what about the unprofitable transactions? Not too exciting in my view. We can see some hold on for only a few years and they try to flip but they got burned. That is why for those that are not familiar with this segment, it's good to walk around the property, talk to property agents, and have a feel of the place even before committing. Oxley Business Hubs is located at the intersection of Paya Lebar Road and Airport Road. This is another prominent factory in Ubi. It is easily accessible via the KPE. It is also minutes walk from Tai Seng MRT station. This is a 60 years factory with its lease from 2010. This means it is 14 years old with a remaining lease of 46 years. I can still recall it was launched at the right time after the authority announced cooling measure for the residential market. Many investors are reluctant to pay ABSD and they turn their attention to industry instead. Units flew off the shelf. Both owner-occupied and investors are attracted to the design too. It was a modern factory with four tower blocks with a basement car park. The ground floor are mainly showrooms and typical factory space are located on the upper floors. Unit size varies from 900 square feet to 2,600 square feet. Let's take a look at the profitable transactions. There are 45 profitable transactions. Profit range from a pathetic $100 to $163,000 for the latest 10 transactions. annualized return range from a low 0% to 6%. Take note, there have been a lot of sell and buy over the years. Some of the original owners have already changed hands more than once. However, those who bought them in 2011 are still the original owners. Looking at the return, they don't look too good to me. After maintenance fees, stamp duties, and vacancy period, sian. What about the unprofitable transactions? Lose money from 8,000 to 200,000. Why like that? Are you keen to know why? Stay tuned to the end of this video and I will share more with you. Let me plot all their performance together. I will compare them from launch to date. I will use data from 750 square feet to 1,500 square feet so that our result will be more consistent across board. The orange line is AZ at Paya Lebar. The growth rate since 2012 is 57%. Not bad. This is pretty awesome for freehold industrial building. As for Vertex, it was launched slightly earlier in 2007. It performed 29% to date. Not too bad, but still acceptable. Factoring in the remaining lease. Then, what about Oxley BizHub? Well, data don't lie. You only clock in a miserable negative 4%. Simi Taiji. I thought back then, everyone chiong and buy strata title factory space. Some say sure make money with MRT station nearby and with KPE just outside. As I always say, the resale market is the real market. The real estate. Let me unveil my observation why each of them perform this way. Firstly, for AZ at Paya Lebar, when I stepped in, I thought I entered into a great B office space in Shenton Way. The office lobby is pleasant, the aircon is strong, the place is clean. As I go up to the upper floor, the corridor is free of clutter, the space is brightly lit and it looks well maintained. That is why SME owners love this place for their corporate image. This is in addition to its freehold tenure. That is why this flower stood out among the rest of the thorns. As for Vertex, this is a big development with a healthy pool of transactions. The place also looks very vibrant. This means the occupancy rate should be healthier. Typical unit measure 1,400 to 3,000 square feet. This is a good space to run any business. The layout are also squarish and every unit is accessible via a long straight corridor that leads to the lift lobby. All these are important considerations for any SME owners. However, prices have not been too exciting due to its depreciating lease. Lastly, let us zoom into Oxley BizHub. Why so many underperformers? If you take a closer look at the layout, this is a 10-story light industrial development comprising of 3 podium blocks and 4 towers with 1 basement car park. I see the site plan are also blurred. I mean, can you find your way around it if you are here for the first time? Seriously, I've been to this place a few times and I always lost my way. The design is modern but lack practicality. Some of the sizes are only 900 square feet. This is a little small but still manageable. And some units have odd shape. As I step into the lift lobby, it doesn't look that welcoming. I'm pretty disappointed that a building that is only 14 years old looked very old and tired. As I was there on a Monday at noontime, I hardly see people around. The place looked pretty quiet and there are fewer vehicular traffic and people movement as compared to other factories. A significant number of units seems to be vacant too. Maybe these are the reasons why prices are not holding too well. So next time, before you buy any industrial space, always do your homework. Visit the ground. Have a sense of things. Use common sense and this will save you from a lot of heartaches. If you have learned something from this video, appreciate the thumbs up, okay? I know many property investors want to make money from property, be it residential, commercial or industrial property. But do you know, there is one proven way to make money. This is none other than starting a business. Yes, you hear me correctly. If you have been actively going to factory, it's not uncommon to see a lot of sport cars owned by SME owners. It is also not unusual that many of them own multiple condos to landed properties. We can easily see that from media reports. I can also testify to this. That is why I always feel, don't need to study too much. Just go and take a general university degree will do. Spend your time in making money in business. I know many will not be able to embark on this journey due to time and financial means. I mean, we need to start somewhere if you seek to be financial free. Maybe you can start a small one while holding on to your full-time job. As the sayings go, you never try, you never know. Many successful businesses also start with a small idea and turn it into reality. I'm also growing my business idea. Let's start and grow together. Thank you for watching.